Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Israeli forces engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities. Dave Collins has more.
Marking the third month of the ongoing conflict, simultaneously, officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages following a breakdown in talks. Israel has revealed the names of 20 hostages held by Hamas with the grim belief that they have lost their lives.
The Texas mother, central to a lawsuit regarding the state's abortion ban, has departed from Texas. The Center for Reproductive Rights, in a statement, reports that Kate Cox is seeking health care in another location. Despite her unborn baby being diagnosed with a fatal condition, Cox's doctors declined to terminate her pregnancy due to concerns about potential prosecution. President Biden highlighting a $22 million grant for the Philadelphia Fire Department.
For the first time in nearly 15 years, this neighborhood once again has a ladder company on call 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, ready to keep you safe.
The Supreme Court dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. This follows President Biden's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's rescinding of its mandates in January due to congressional action. The High Court rejected three cases overturning appeals court decisions that favored the challenges. The Air Force concluded that alleged leaker Jack Teixeira has acted alone, but they did discipline 15 others for dereliction of duty for failing to respond adequately to his intelligence-seeking activities. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A Scottish woman who picked up a first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in a bargain bin for around $12 sold it at auction yesterday for $69,000. The hardcover book titled Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the U.S. was one of 200 printed that went to bookstores back in 1997. It was the first in the series by author J.K. Rowling. The woman kept it for years thinking it was worthless because it didn't have a dust jacket. But then she learned it never had one in the first place. In a special live event on Netflix next year, two prominent tennis stars, Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz, will face off in the Netflix Slam on March 3rd at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas. The one-night exhibition will showcase additional players and matchups, with details to be announced by Netflix at a later date. Tickets for the Netflix Slam will be available for purchase starting this Friday. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the New York Jets, expected to receive medical clearance to play by Christmas Eve. That's according to TMZ. This clearance suggests that Rodgers will likely participate in the Week 16 game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, where the Jets are set to face the Washington Commanders. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Dr. Alex McFarland, my good friend. We're going to be talking about, you know, about this culture, what we're in, this great, exceptional season that we're in. I mean, a lot of potential in the season. I mean, this is the second week of Advent, and this is the week that we celebrate peace. The first is hope. And what happens here in the first week of hope is we pause for a moment to think, what and who can we hope in and about, right? And here it is. You have God Almighty, the creator of the universe, is the one that gives us hope, all right? It takes us out of darkness into his light, and more light as we take in, which it doesn't take a lot of light to penetrate darkness, but the more that we absorb and the more that we are enlarged as a result of his light, our hope increases. And coincidental with that, it leads us naturally into the next week, which is peace. And Dr. Alex McFarland is with us right now, so I'm curious to get his read on this as well. Alex, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you as always.
Well, Merry Christmas, my dear friend. I'm always
Merry Christmas.
Speak with Bill Martinez.
Hey, thank you. Well, you know, what God has been showing me, Alex, is that, you know, we were talking earlier with the former NFL QB Jeff Kemp, and he's released a new book called Receive. And I said, you know, the thing is that in this season, this is all about receiving, but it's a preparatory process. It's kind of like the ground, you know, in the agricultural societies, the ground had to be prepared in order to receive the seed so that it would flourish appropriately and as, you know, as planned and purposed, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. And I think our hearts are the same way, is that we need to be, this is the beauty in terms of the liturgical calendar and what it does for us. It reminds us that our hearts need to be softened, that there needs to be, in order to receive all that God has to give us, we have to repent. And I know that sometimes that can be scary for people, and you know, because I'm like, well, Bill, you know, I'm not that big a sinner. I don't know why you're making such a big deal about repentance. Well, repentance is contagious because what it does, it humbles us. And when you're in a society or a group of people that are humble, boy, just incredible, miraculous things can occur, right?
Oh yeah. And we have to humble ourselves before God and admit that we need God. We're dependent on God. We have sinned against God. We have known the right and have habitually done the wrong. But the good news is, Bill, as you know this, God loves us so much. The Lord is so merciful. And the worst thing to do is to hold the Lord at arm's length and turn away from God. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, regarding, humbling ourselves before God and seeking his forgiveness, Jesus said, unless you repent, you will perish. Mm-hmm. So repentance, there are several nuances in this Greek word, metanoia. But it means to change your mind,
right,
to agree with God and say, Lord, you're right. I have sinned, and I'm sorry. But then you change your mind, and you change your behavior. And
exactly.
You turn to Christ, and you say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for me. And Jesus, I'm accepting what you did as a payment for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me. And Bill, the good news is, and we've done evangelistic crusades in 28 prisons. In Virginia, the state of Virginia, I've been to death row half a dozen times. And we often think, oh, yeah, sure, someone behind bars, they need the Lord. But I want to tell you, the down and outs need Jesus. The up and outs need Jesus. In a first world country like this, very affluent America, there's a temptation to think, I've got money in the bank. Life is good. Mm-hmm. I got this thing sorted out. But if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're indigent and bereft. You either have Christ or you need Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, again, in preparation to receive what God has to offer, the Bible's clear. We must come to God in humility, in spirit and truth, so that, as you say, that as much as possible, in this idea of repentance and confession, is that you align yourself with God's perspective. And this is where his word is so powerful and instrumental in that process. Because if you are bereft of God's word, if you're not at the dining table of God's word, a lot of this stuff is just going to pass by you. And guess what? You're going to continue in the darkness and in your frustration. I thought it was pretty enlightening here in this past week, Alex. I think it was over the weekend. I read a study, and it said that 40%, roughly, 40% of America believes that we're in the last of the last days. I mean, think about that. That they see the signs. They see the end time signs. Even atheists. Even atheists, over 30%, even atheists are saying, I think you're right. I think we're in. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, I would be in that group. I mean, only the Lord knows the times and the seasons. And
We're not setting that, but it's just like, nobody, you can see a woman in labor. Nobody's going to say when that child's going to be born exactly. God knows, but we know the woman is in labor, right?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? I had probably about 6 months ago, I was on the road in Atlanta, and I was talking with a professor from Georgia Tech, I believe it was. It was one of the major universities, but it was a female professor, and she claimed to be an atheist. She said, I just think this world is going to come to an end. She said, it just seems like this world has about run its course. And as a Christian, in a way, I feel like that as well, Bill. Look, there have always been sin and sinners. Human beings are capable of bad things, and, history is a record very often of, some of the triumphs of humanity, but many of the horrible things. There have been wars and sin and sinners, right? But, Bill, we're living in a time when educators, elected officials, the world itself is mandating that there are no males and females. There must be legally protected rights to do horribly unspeakable immoral things. And just with the legalization of gay marriage flying in the face of 6,000 years of human history, now laws on the docket about transgenderism and felonious prosecution for misgendering. I mean, in a time when the moral boundaries have been erased, and we're either headed for anarchy or the return of Christ, But I really don't see a lot of hope of restoration of boundaries about moral truth, because it's almost like people will not allow moral boundaries to
exactly.
be acknowledged.
Well, got to go to break. More from Dr. Alex McFarland after this.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Dr. Alex McFarland. You know, it's always a joy to be talking with Alex, the youth culture and religion expert. You know, he just an author. I mean, how many millions of books have you written now? 5 million?
Just 20.
Just 20. Just 20.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you. You know, I'm proud to call you my friend. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have such respect for you as a thinker, Bill, and a communicator, that you would be proud of me. You have no idea. That warms my heart.
Well, you know, it's look at we're God brought us together for a reason, Alex, and I'm always grateful whenever, you know, I'm in your orbit. And we can talk about these things, because the idea is that we would advance our thinking, that we would be enlarged, and that our audience would be enlarged by the thoughts and ideas that we're putting out here. Some are revelatory, and I say, and you know, with all due respect, that we need to own our own knowledge. I mean, you know, what we're sharing is a cumulative account of decades of study and reading of the Word, God talking to us in only the way that individually that we can experience, and we're able to have a platform like this where we can talk about it. Because, as you know, Alex, in some places, you and I can't, we can't, you know, we're limited in freedom of speech. But I'm grateful to GCN that they afford us this platform and the other associated networks who carry the show. I'm grateful that they allow us to have this conversation, because there's many media outlets that, you talk about social media, and, you know, whether it's Twitter or, you know, any other alphabet soup social media platform, you know, they would, oh, my goodness, we would just offend their algorithms, you know, to no end, and they would want to cancel us. And we have been, but that's okay.
Yeah, and you know, it's such a blessing that you have the radio platform you have and the network you have. You know, it's funny, I was watching some Christmas shows from the, you know, late 80s through the mid 90s, mm-hmm. of just, for example, David Letterman. David Letterman always, and he was, you know, irreverent, you know, snarky, sarcastic comedian. But on the David Letterman show, he always had a lot of shows at Christmas. And I was just watching some of these old shows on YouTube. And he got on singers like Pat Boone. And Pat Boone, this might sound minuscule, but this is significant. Pat Boone was on the Letterman show back in the 90s. And Pat Boone said, thanks for having me on. And he sang some Christmas carols. And David Letterman said, now you've got your own special coming up on the Christian Broadcasting Network. And Pat Boone said, yes. And David Letterman said, okay, when is it? December 25th. And again, said, on the Christian Broadcast Network. Well, Bill, I would guarantee you today a David Letterman or any major network figure would not say the word Christian.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
Look, I've done MSNBC, CNN, Fox, 100 times probably, I kid you not, in 15 years, the word Christian, I mean, they it's rare that they would even use the word Christmas, because it contains, you know, Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The holidays or the season or, you know, winter, time off, but the C word to invoke Christ or Christmas. But I was just amazed at what a different world it was 20 years ago, when even someone...
Only 20 years ago. Think about that.
Yeah.
How quick it's happened, yeah.
Would have on singers to sing Christmas carols, and they would use the word Christian. Because today, I mean, that is contraband. That's verbal contraband, the word Christian on network television. And yet, as you and I know, our nation was founded on Christianity. I teach, just because I know, I get emails from people. Somebody sent me a real hateful email 2 days ago. I'd been on a show that I said that America was founded on biblical Christian principles by Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent me an email, which is fine. I'm a big boy. I love to get emails of from listeners. But look, I teach for more than a decade. I've taught at Liberty, Karis Bible College. I've spoken at 200 American universities. When I teach my class on American exceptionalism, I teach a class on the philosophical foundations of the U.S. Constitution. It's a matter of historical record. America and our Declaration, Constitution, Bill of Rights, the Fairfax Resolve, the Mecklenburg Declaration, Mayflower Compact, Listen, folks, America was founded on Christianity. That's a matter of record. Now, if a person doesn't want to be a Christian, they don't have to be. Nobody's going to make you. If you,
right.
you want to go to hell, that's your prerogative. But our system of government and our values of the consent of the governed, human rights that come from God, the freedom of expression, freedom of religion, due process, all of these ideas come out of a Judeo-Christian worldview. But the secularists, you know, they are terrified that somehow in public life, accountability to God is going to be introduced. Mm-hmm. So they try to fight it, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's just, that's the history of man. That's what got us out of the garden to begin with, that started all this craziness, you know. So here we are, as you say, we're living out the process, and it is by choice. But, but it doesn't stop God from being who God is. God is still, he's still loving. And this is why he sent his son from heaven to earth to bring us back home. And this is an exciting season. And our prayer is that this Christmas season would be your best ever. That the realization of God's gift in his son and all that it represents would be fully realized, not only in you, but in your family members. Because, you know, what joy is it going to be if you're a parade of one? We need to be in a parade of our family members and those that have been in our orbit that we've influenced, that Alex say, hey, wait, you know, you're different. Why? What is it about you that makes you different than everybody else that I'm seeing on this campus?
Well, we should certainly live so that people would want to know the source of our joy. And
yes.
our stability. And let me just say this. Look, Bill, I'll be the first to tell you, you know, God's been really good to me. I came up very poor, farm boy in North Carolina. We were poor white trash, although we didn't know it. But you just look at the Christianity is true because Jesus rose from the dead. And the tomb is empty, and the Bible is the Word of God, shown to be so by compelling lines of evidence. But let me just say, Christianity is just a better way to live. I mean, and to everybody yeah. listening to this program, if you work hard, say your prayers, live right, and live within your means, you will begin to prosper. This will work for anybody. It is better to speak truth than lies. It is better to be educated than ignorant. It is better to work hard than sit around and depend on government subsidies. And salvation is real, Christianity is true, but additionally, it's just a better way to live.
Yeah. When you think about it, it's like the story of the talents. You know, God gives us all talents. What do you do with it? Are you just going to bury it? Or are you going to go out and leverage it and get a return on investment? I believe, Alex, in my experience, is that we're happiest when we are exercising the gifts and talents that God has blessed us with. You know, and when I see people that are so frustrated, I see them as round pegs and square holes because they're not doing what they know they should be doing. And simply, you just touched on a couple of value points that are so critical and could be life-changing for people if they followed those basic value points. Dr. Alex McFarland, you're awesome. Thank you, sir. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Israeli forces engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. The Texas mother, central to a lawsuit regarding the state's abortion ban, has departed from Texas. The Center for Reproductive Rights, in a statement, reported that Kate Cox is seeking health care in another location, despite her unborn baby being diagnosed with a fatal condition. Cox's doctors declined to terminate her pregnancy due to concerns about potential prosecution. President Biden highlighting a $22 million grant for the Philadelphia Fire Department during his address in Philadelphia. The president announcing a grant that will support firefighter salaries and benefits, enabling the reopening of three fire companies. Corey Myers, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
When we honor our birthright, it goes well for us. Not only for us, but the world. You look at the impact that America has had, and with the decline of our morality, and the decline of virtue and first principles, we've put so much at risk. Again, we the people, this country, and others who have relied on us. You know, John Winthrop prayed that we would be that shining light on a hill, to remind others that it is because of the hand of God and because of godly principles that America is exceptional. The founders knew that history and civics were indispensable to this new American nation, based not on state religion or the bloodline of kings, but on shared ideals and principles. This was a unique idea 250 years ago or so. It's more important than ever today. That's the message of the Pioneer Institute, which is reinvigorating history and civics education in America, with the goal of having every high school graduate pass the U.S. citizenship. What a novel idea, right? Well, with us right now is Jamie Gass, the director of the Pioneer Institute Center for School Reform. Jamie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, God bless you for this this vision to do this. This is something that's greatly lacking. We're seeing what's happening in the streets of America today, and so much we can look at as this is a result of our kids being ignorant, not being taught civics, not being taught history. You know, the educational curriculum has been hijacked to promote an agenda that is not consistent with the founding of this nation, frankly.
No, you're so right. It's one of the reasons why we published this book, Restoring the City on a Hill, U.S. History and Civics in America's Schools. And you really hit the nail on the head. The founders viewed history and civics as the wellspring for informed and knowledgeable citizenship. Mm-hmm. And, of course, civic virtue was a component of that. They knew well from history and examples all across constitutions over time, that civic virtue was the cornerstone of informed citizenry. So a lot of what we've tried to do with this book is to remind people that this has got to be a centerpiece of what K-12 education is doing, and in truth, it needs to be happening in higher ed and education other places too.
You see, I've maintained those three important words that are in our Constitution, we the people. There's huge, that's a huge, effect of three most powerful letters, because it really states the responsibility of the birthright and the continuation of this great American idea. If we the people check out and we become passive, we're going to lose this idea. And if you think not, I mean, people see every day, it's like it's slipping through our fingers. You know, the great American idea that our founders had established, and one that's being demonstrated today in the Beltway of America in D.C. is certainly not consistent with the civic responsibilities. You know, the people are being misrepresented, all in the name of power and control.
No, you're so right. And the reality of it is there's just a qualitative difference between a subject, which is what the founding fathers and the revolutionary generation broke away from when they left England, and citizens. Mm-hmm. And citizen, there's a required, not just rights, but a duty, a sense of responsibility.
Exactly.
that you're in ownership, that you have a stake in the success of your country and your state. And these are principles and ideals about our republic that students need to be taught. They're not going to just learn it on their own. They're not going to get it spontaneously. They need to be taught and instructed about it. They have to understand the cornerstone of the founding documents, the Federalist Papers, Bill of Rights. They have to know about the major events in U.S. history, the Civil War. It's very difficult to understand this country if you don't understand the Civil War, or the fights over abolishing slavery, World War One, World War Two, Civil Rights Movement, Cold War. These are all the kinds of things that, like being literate or having basic ability to do mathematics, students need to have this. It's fundamental to our way of life and our civilization. I think you're absolutely spot on. We are witnessing every day what it looks like when you don't teach people about the history of the country and the sort of civic responsibilities that go along with it.
Well, you said something a moment ago that is so key here, and I want it screaming through the airwaves and around this nation of ours, and that is duty. It is our duty. We cannot abandon our responsibility and our duty to carry forth this democratic republic. If we become laissez-faire, which I believe that we are dangerously there in so many respects, then we're going to end up losing this, you know, in much the same way when Benjamin Franklin was asked after one of the Continental Congresses by a woman who said, okay, what kind of government do we got into the democratic republic if you can keep it? Well, here we are, you know, some 250 years later, and we're realizing that if we don't wake up to the reality that it is our duty, it's not a right, but it is our duty to to carry forth what our founding fathers began with, this great American idea, then, you know, because the idea of duty, Jamie, I think has a definitive responsibility, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there are very few institutions these days, unfortunately, that talk about it. The military is one of those institutions. And I think people understand that whether you're talking about some of the great military leaders across history, starting with George Washington, I mean, there's no good reason why a ragtag army of farmers was going to take on the British Empire and win. And it was really the responsibility and the duty and character of George Washington that helped not only establish the country and break it free from Great Britain, but also relinquish that power once he was president. He relinquished it when he was general and our commander of the Continental Army, and then he relinquished it again after two terms. And that model was one that spoke loudly to the founders. That's why they, in truth, why they created the presidency, for someone of character and of self-restraint. But there are a lot of military figures. Ulysses S. Grant is another. Of course, there's Dwight Eisenhower and General Marshall and Black Jack Pershing. It's usually military people that are upholding that sense of duty. But the truth of it is that we need it from our political leadership, too.
Exactly. Well, our political leadership and we the people. See, we're all in this together, right? And this is why, you know, as you start the foreword of the book, you talk about, you know, what happens if you ignore U.S. history. It is in our peril, is it not?
It is, and I think the thing is that the founders really really invented the idea of the people having representation under our form of constitution. It's a very unique innovation, frankly, that they created in the 18th century. But it is definitely incumbent on follow-on generations to take those rights and responsibility and that civic knowledge seriously, because as people have observed, you know, you're only a generation removed from losing a republic like ours.
Exactly.
If people don't understand that they've got a stake in it and that meaningful citizenship, being informed and participating and being knowledgeable really matters.
Well, this is why we need to study history, right?
Absolutely. That you mentioned Paul Reed is the biographer of New York Times bestselling biographer Winston Churchill, and he did the foreword to the book, and he talks about Winston Churchill and one of the reasons why he was Churchill, and people of course forget he was part American, his mother was an American, but he wrote 50 history books, and it prepared him then when he became Prime Minister of England to provide the kind of political leadership that the Western world really needed to defeat Nazi Germany. And then he turned on his heels and did the same thing at the beginning of the Cold War.
Exactly.
Outlining that you know, these totalitarian regimes, whether they're Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union, are dangerous to the survival of democratic ideals.
And the thing was so amazing, so obvious to Benjamin Franklin because he studied it. And he had to lead people into that understanding, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the things I'm always struck by. It's the founding fathers, whether it's Benjamin Franklin or John Adams or James Madison or...
Jamie, we gotta go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Jamie Gass after this.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
About the indispensable nature of history and civics and why it is so important, whether we're a new American nation or whether we're 200 near 50 years old, it is important. Often we're told that we should remember, we should not forget. Certainly the founding of our nation is so vital and so critical to our birthright and to our future that it really it more than behooves us. We must be duty-bound, as we were saying earlier, duty-bound to know our origins and the significance of our history. Jamie Gass continues with us. He's the director of the Pioneer Institute Center for School Reform. Jamie, as you were saying before we went to break, that... Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to just pick up on the threads that you were mentioning, Bill, about how well-educated the founders that were, how, you know, grounded they were in scripture, in Greek and Roman history, English law, science. I mean, they were so well-educated, people like Benjamin Franklin and James Madison and John Adams, and they really are a model, not only of statesmanship that we need to continually look at, but they were also a model for education, how a citizen in our democracy is educated so in a wide way so that they're able to be uphold those rights and duties that you were talking about.
Exactly. Well, but at this point, see, the baton's been passed on. You know, as Ronald Reagan said, we're one generation away, you know, from losing, you know, our birthright and losing this great American experiment. And we have been dangerously at that precipice. You know, some have talked about America being at that tipping point. And I think that we're beyond the tipping point when you consider that it seems like we're on the other side of the hill heading down, because things seem to be moving with such rapidity, Jamie.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's definitely this feel about it. I mean, people that are knowledgeable about history can see before the Civil War, all the various factions are fraying on one another, different regions, different groups, et cetera. And you see a lot of those kind of dynamics today. And I think it's why it's so important to have high quality political leadership and citizens that are knowledgeable of figures like Lincoln and the efforts that are and the language and the vocabulary of our Constitution and our democracy, so that we're able to make wise choices about the political leadership that represents us. Because, of course, we do live in a republic that we elect folks to represent us, but they have to reflect the history and the values and the ideals on which the country is based.
in restoring the City on a Hill U.S. History and Civics in America's School, Jamie. You're one of the editors, you and Chris Sinicola. How did you put this group together? You know, I mean, you've got some brilliant writers here and historians that have contributed to this.
Well, thanks. We really worked hard. It really is kind of an abridgment of almost 10 years of work that we've done. What we really try to do, we always claim to be the smartest guys in the room, but we're really good at selecting high-quality historians and educators and civic leaders that can point us in the right direction. And it's why we enlisted people like Edie Hirsch. She's a prominent standards expert. We had Paul Reed, that I mentioned him earlier, New York Times bestselling biographer of Winston Churchill. We had some good quality political leadership here in Massachusetts in the 90s. But we really try to get people that are engaged in academically serious and high-quality ideas so that they're explaining to us what it is a good civics and history curriculum looks like, not just sort of bureaucrats or a lot of the process-oriented people that you often find around schools and sort of the bureaucracy of schooling. I think it's, in a way, we're trying to have these excellent academic leaders and educators point the direction to us, show us what a high-quality history and civics curriculum looks like.
Well, we've needed this academic discussion. I mean, for so long, there's been so much emotion flying around, Jamie, that we've kind of lost our senses here. And this book is a true blessing for a time period like this, because it causes us to pause, you know, for just a moment if we can. Because I've been encouraging our audience and the nation at large is that, we need to return to first principles. You know, when you've got a majority of America saying we're on the wrong track, I say, okay, good observation. All right, but what does the right track look like? And the right track, I believe, can be found in these original principles, in these founding principles that we can look at and say, okay, let's take a look at these once again and consider, when did we make a wrong turn? What did we, in the process of the years and the decades that have passed by, what did we forego? What did we leave behind that was so critical that's affecting our future? And I think that if we do that, it will become quite obvious, don't you?
Oh, I do, and I think what you're seeing is that when you ground history and history instruction and civics in primary sources, that is great speeches from historical figures, whether it's George Washington or Lincoln or Frederick Douglass or Martin Luther King or Churchill, kids find that engaging and they find it interesting because there's substance to it. And of course, we haven't had as much of that as we need. And in the absence of that, that void has been filled with a lot of fads and a lot of politicized agendas, which kind of leads kids down the wrong path. And I think that's what you're seeing. The kids are not properly educated in the high quality primary sources that actually brings history alive and makes it human and engaging and interesting to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is that, you know, it's not threatening to talk about the 1619 Project or these other, you know, waves of, of energy, historic energy that may enter into a current culture. But, you know, you put it against, like you said, these principal documents and say, how do you perceive the 1619 Project in light of these other documents, these historic traditional documents that have been longstanding in our country, and allow the kids to exercise some, you know, critical thinking and to be able to appreciate the comparative, right? I mean, to me, it seems like a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing about it, is it's important to look at the history of the country, warts and all. I mean, but I'll have it be balanced and understand that the founders were great men. They were remarkably, I mean, Lincoln referred them as a forest of oaks. They were really high quality, but they weren't perfect. I mean, and you can't have these utopian visions about the way the past is or the way the present is going to be. It has to be grounded in the weaknesses of human nature. And but of course, there's a lot of uniquenesses around this country that has prompted people for centuries to want to come here because they understand it's a qualitatively better way of life. There's more liberty. There's more respect for the rule of law here than any place on the globe. But again, kids need to be taught that, and they can't just, in, embrace this blame America first view of things because it's not historically accurate.
Right.
MLK, you know, he often drew from the founding documents and the vision of the founders to say, hey, look, the country hasn't always upheld its civil rights for African Americans, but this is the these are the sources of where you're going to access those rights.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, I've never known of these men to claim perfection. If anything, they admitted to their own human failings, whether it's Martin Luther King or any other historical figure, as you would go down. It would only seem that those that want to rewrite history would claim that Martin Luther King Jr. was perfect.
That's right. You know, I think one of the things you've seen, and it's gradually the idea of heroes and heroines have been brushed out of the education of young people, and it goes back decades. But part of really what you're doing is you're recognizing that humans, all of us, have failings. And part of appreciating human excellence is also understanding our weaknesses and having a balanced view of what human beings are capable of. And I think it kind of prevents people from embracing a utopian or sort of perfectionist view of what human nature is all about. And, of course, whether it's the founders or Lincoln or MLK or Frederick Douglass, they were really well educated in the past because that's how they were grounded in understanding the realities of human nature. And that's what, of course, our government is based on, that iconic. Human beings are not angels nor devils, but they're capable of self-government. And that's what the founders believed in. They believed that human beings are actually capable of governing themselves.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple of minutes left here, Jamie. And in Chapter 7, you talk about advanced civics for U.S. history teachers. Maybe we need to, you know, come together and agree when it comes to curriculum. You know, first of all, what is the mission of teaching history and civics and the core studies so that, you know, we're you know, very, I guess, scrutinizing of these outside influences that tear down and not build up?
You know, I think part of the purpose of history is in a way to leave your era, to enter another world in the past with an imagination and understand the decisions, the key political decisions or legal decisions or military decisions that people had to make in their time, which was different from our time. And you can draw these lessons, civic lessons, moral lessons, lessons about character and perseverance, about integrity, from these historical examples. But the teachers have to make MLK or make Ronald Reagan or the founders or Churchill come alive so that people don't see them as portraits or just statues, but real human beings with strengths and weaknesses. And I think that's one of the real important qualities, is that kids have the imagination to leave their own era and understand how other great figures lived their lives and the decisions they had to make.
Well, Jamie Gass, congratulations on the book. How can people get their hands on it?
It's available at pioneerinstitute.org and also Amazon. And really grateful, Bill, for you having me on.
Well, thank you so much. He's the director of Pioneer Institute Center for School Reform. Jamie Gass has been our guest. Thank you, Jamie. Take care. Be well.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults.